The snake smirked. Is that so? Not giving you enough of a chance? I can give you one. Here, take this golden apple. The lion shook his head and turned to her. The girl waited a moment and said, It's a scam, isn't it? I don't need it. I understand that I did something wrong, and I'm sorry. The snake's stare turned perilous, and he hissed, Who are you saying sorry to? Not to me. Tell it to your little playground friend, if you can ever return to your homeland. The snake slithered around and was about to bite her, when the lion roared and struck a blow with his paw toward the snake. The snake slithered away. Go, the lion roared, turning to her. Find the dove. It's the only way. She ran and put on speed and once again darted further and farther into the forest. She kept running, her breath coming in fast, careful not to trip on any roots. But eventually, after she was far away from the roars of the lion and the hisses of the snake, she fell. She thought she scabbed her knee, but then she looked at it and realized nothing was there. She began to cry, looking out at the dark woods where only the moonlight lit her path. She cried out, Dove, where are you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean any of those things I said. I didn't want that girl to scab her knee. I know I'm a terrible person, but please help me. Help the other animals. I just want to get back home. Mommy, I want Mommy to come back. I'm sorry, Mommy. I didn't want to disappoint you. And all of a sudden, everything seemed to stop. Her eyes were shut tight, and she was on her knees, her head lowered. She felt a warmth and a light up ahead. The dove. The dove was here. She looked up, staring at the dove with wide eyes, her mouth gaping open slightly. The dove descended with light around him. The dove didn't say anything to her. Dawn started to quickly rise from the horizon. She stared at the dove's immense light, and then she woke up.